So here we are, Radio Springfield City, the voice of Greater Springfield. We are here with Pranay, and Pranay has been one of our biggest ambassadors for the community. Welcome, Pranay, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So, Pranay, tell us a little bit about your journey. You've been, and your family have been part of the community for many years now. Tell us a bit about your journey.
Look, we started out in Springfield, in the old sort of Kamira side of Springfield,
about
16 years ago.
Shopping centre?
Correct, yes, Springfield yeah. Fair Shopping Centre.
Yep.
And we started out there 16 years ago.
Wow.
So 16 years ago today.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
16 years ago today. Yes, wow. Yes, thank you. So
that is amazing.
It's a huge, huge achievement for us, considering my father started the business when he was 51 years old.
Right.
So it was a big leap of faith for him.
Absolutely.
At that age, most people are thinking about retiring or slowing down or looking at how they're going to become financially financially stable now in their
retirement.
Yeah,
they want
retirement,
to pull up stumps and think of the next
exactly,
stage.
Yeah. Exactly. Whereas he did quite
sorry
the opposite.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's something else that we both have in common. We both work in family businesses, both work for hard bosses, a.k.a. our fathers. But my father was the same age when he started Springfield.
Wow, there
absolutely.
You go.
So
there
again, the time people have started looking at their super and saying how many years left.
Yeah.
So he was the same. And to take on a 7,000 acre, and your dad was obviously the same. But they're men with vision and passion.
Absolutely.
And they can't slow down. You know, I see Uncle, he's still turning up to work and, you know.
I mean, look, you know, there are times where I think maybe you should slow down. Maybe I might force you to slow down, but it's a very special thing being able to work with your parents, especially with your father.
Yeah.
You know, at this age, I think I know so many people who have lost their parents and don't have that.
Absolutely.
So every day, every moment we're there, we've got to cherish it. And there's also a lot of wisdom that comes out from them, which initially I will admit I'm very resistant to accept and I'll push back. But when that sort of, you know, settles in a little bit, you really see the picture and you understand why they've said what they've said, and they've learned it from experience, which there's no textbook that's going to teach you experience, right?
I just know that I'm going to love this conversation because we can talk for probably 2 hours about all of our shared experiences.
We probably need a holiday together.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're 100,000% right, because even when I have my chats with my father, and maybe resistance is the word, maybe is, we just come from different vintages, you know, where they had to work literally from nothing to build it up, and no one gave them anything. It came from a different culture. They had to fight for everything. And, you know, we have a different generational mindset of how things are marketed and sold. But I remember one day really getting into it with my father, and then he said to me, I had an opportunity to go to another firm, and he said to me, "It's in the end of the day, it's up to you. But I tell you, as your boss, as your father, I have no ulterior motive than to what I tell you. I don't want to put a ceiling on your success. So what I'm telling you is out of unconditional love." And that, like you said, you hit on one of my favorite words. It's wisdom. You can't buy that. It's from people who have been burnt, who have struggled, who have had to fight, and they just want to pass it on to you. And sometimes there's a saying that my father, it's an Indian saying, it's a Tamil saying, but he said, when the mother hen steps on the chicken, there's no meaning of harm. The chicken just gets up and carries on.
Correct,
you know?
Correct.
So he said, that's how you should take it. You know, I just say something, but I'm saying because I know what you're capable of, and I'm trying to teach it to you. And, you know, I am enjoying this conversation because it's a very confronting time. I'm sure you're much younger than I am, but for me, I'm seeing a lot of my uncles, aunties, and just family and friend colleagues who are either at a similar age group, and they were going to funerals. And
correct,
then 20 years ago, I was like, what's going on? We were at uncle and auntie's house last, you know, for dinner or whatever it is, and now you're seeing them struggle to walk or you know, they're
absolutely
dead. And so you take that on every moment, and you learn from that, and you appreciate it, because that whether they're explaining it in an aggressive tone or just a frustrated, they know what you're capable of, and
absolutely
I think that they want to pass that
very
on.
Very true, very very true. And they may not
and
be able to articulate it, you know, the way that we might be able to understand it best. But I 100% agree with you.
Yeah,
100% agree.
And it is that wisdom, and they just want to pass it on. And so tell us a bit about the business. So Uncle at 51, he started it.
Correct. So Mum and Dad, they both started the business 16 years ago, and at that stage, my sister and I, we were both in uni, and we backed him. You know, he was fairly reluctant to get into it, but we did tell him. We said, listen, although we're studying and our career paths are going to diverge and we're going to go on to do some other different professional work, at least while we're here, we're able to support you. We'll yes. we'll back you up for yeah. as long as we need to. So that was the beginning of it. And during the uni days, we were helping out quite a bit. And now we opened the shop 16 years ago. Was the GFC was just
yes,
hitting.
Of course.
So it was 2000 Tough. At the end of 2007. We were heading straight into 2008, heading straight into the GFC. While Australia was cushioned with the two-speed economy and China's demand for our iron ore, that's what was really holding us up. There was still a lot of a massive lack of consumer confidence at that period of time.
Oh, it was just uncertainty.
There was so much uncertainty. So for them to build the business up, they really, really worked so hard. But it wasn't just them. It was also the way that the community opened their arms to embrace my parents there as newcomers to the area. And when I say the community, of course the business community, but also just the people
Absolutely.
Of the area. And some of them had been living in the newer parts of Springfield Lakes. Some had been from Brookwater. Others were coming from the older and more established parts from Kamira and further out that way. So the entire region, the whole community, they embraced them with open arms, and they saw the honesty and integrity in the business that my parents were running. And they also saw the passion and the drive that my parents had to be able to deliver exactly what their customers wanted. So that's how the business grew. And slowly, as time progressed, my sister and I, we were moving on to our professions. We were finishing uni, and it just came down to Mum and Dad running the business. So they did that for about 7 years, of which 5 of those years I was working away in Sydney. My background is engineering, so I did some work here in Brisbane, but I had a bit of a stint. I had a nice gig down in Sydney that I was working on. And after around 2014, we had an opportunity as the second stage of Orion was starting to get built. It was very exciting for the whole area.
Yeah, it was. A lot of
construction.
People had been waiting for it.
Absolutely. You know? There were some delays as well,
yes,
I believe.
Yeah.
So stage two for us was a fantastic opportunity. It was, again, another very daunting decision. And that was one
it's
of the decisions.
Commitment.
Absolutely. See, the lease was sort of coming to a renewal stage where we were at Springfield Fair, and while we really enjoyed that premises, and we had so much support from that area, the reality was we were not going to get that level of foot traffic no matter what they did or what we did. We had to go to a new location, and for me to come into the business, I told my dad, I said, listen, Dad, if we're going to do this, I'll be here with you now. And I'll do what I can to take us to the next level and try to bring in some new services and leverage some of the latest technologies as well that we've got. And that really reassured him quite a bit. Then we began negotiating with the leasing staff at Mervac. And we were very lucky enough to strike a fantastic deal to get a great opportunity in a beautiful corner location.
It is a fantastic, you can't miss
Orion.
It, it's so good.
Correct, absolutely. And it's a fantastic spot. It's in the new section, of course, just opposite Target there. And we get so much foot traffic, and Orion's great. It does bring in so many people from the greater region.
Yeah, the region, yeah, absolutely.
It really does, 100%. It really does. And that's where things started. At Orion Shopping Center 7 years ago today.
Ah, well, still 7 years ago today.
So yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. 7 years ago today, we opened our doors at Orion Springfield Central. So that's where the birthday/anniversary comes from. Now, with my engineering background, I was able to bring in things like 3D CAD design, which I was somewhat familiar with, and now I've been able to adapt that to work for jewelry. And that's something we're able to offer in-house, which is incredibly rare for most manufacturing jewelers.
It is pretty rare.
Yeah, that sort of skill, they need to outsource it. And
that
even when
only
it is outsourced,
comes from the passion, you know, because you're not just there from 8 to 5:30. You're like, Dad, this is something I think we can internalize. And even for us, I know that my father doesn't necessarily enjoy social media, but he knows that that's the new frontier, and he relies on maybe the younger minds. And I'm very passionate about marketing, community engagement, and so that's where we can add to their skill set.
I think I can mirror exactly what you just said.
It's important, you know.
It is important, and it's just another way to be out there and engage with people as well. But so being able to bring in some of these new skills was huge for us. And since then, we just haven't looked back. It's been a great journey. And once again, from that point in time when we opened our doors at Orion, the community just came rallying back and welcomed us again with open arms. We were very fortunate in that we were only closed between the two stores as we transitioned for a matter of 7 days.
Oh, that's nothing.
It was fantastic. We were really lucky. Everything just kind of worked out and just fell into our lap. And that was another sign for us to say,
absolutely,
this is a no-brainer. We have to do this, you know?
And it is very great that people who are in that region, Springfield, Kamira, they wouldn't just say, oh, well, Pranay's moving, forget about him. They will, because it's a five-minute community. That's the fact. You know,
absolutely.
Whether you want to
really
go from here to the hospital or Orion or the train station, or it is 5 minutes.
It's a matter of 2 kilometers.
Yep.
And we really love seeing our original, you know, customers from Springfield Fair who make the journey over to see us. Yeah. It makes our day. And we respect them and cherish them. And we really, really, you know, owe it to them that they did support us in those early days to get us to where we are. And today, Naren, we're able to not only service this community, but we've made pieces that we've sent as far as the UK on multiple occasions now. So
how did that happen? Just through word of mouth and contacts?
Absolutely, through word of mouth. Now, to give you a bit of an idea, doing a 3D design and doing a Zoom consultation is so easy now.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's one of the you know, benefits of being on the other side of a pandemic.
Yes, absolutely.
With all these, you know, new ways of communicating and dealing with people that we're now so used to.
Yes.
I think sometimes we forget the why and how that, or what the catalyst for that was. 100%. It was such a terrible thing, but as a result, we're able to do these Zoom calls, you know. People are so much more receptive to it. You know, to touch on that, the most fulfilling feeling that I get from any kind of social interaction is being able to give something.
Yes.
And being able to not be necessarily recognized for giving something, but just being able to see the satisfaction on somebody else's face.
Yeah.
And that to me is far more fulfilling and rewarding than selling a really big diamond ring.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because money comes and goes.
Yes.
But it doesn't spell happiness. It doesn't give you that level of fulfillment. Mm. It can be a great sugar hit, for example.
100%.
And the gratification is amazing, but it's instant and it goes away. But the gratification from being able to give something to somebody in your community and just seeing satisfaction on somebody's face, or being, you know, just seeing them happy, that is something that you'll remember forever.
And no one can take that from you.
Nobody can take that from you, no matter what. You know, that's richness.
And what I find, Pranay, inevitably, if you do the right thing with no hidden agenda, something good will come from it, whether it's a transaction or whatever it is. But that feeling that you get from that client who you started 16 years ago and now their little one is coming to you and buying an engagement ring.
Correct.
How fulfilling is that?
It no one really can take is. That away from you. It's true, you know, and that has happened. Yeah. We're seeing that happening now. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
One of those things that I really wanted to touch on, and we can wrap up soon after this, but the event that you had at Brookwater Golf Club, resounding success. Tell people what that was about. That was such a special occasion.
Look, it was a fantastic event in the sense that we wanted to bring the community together. After COVID, there hadn't really been anything that had brought the community together and really, really got everybody in one location with no agenda.
Yes.
The idea was, let's just come together to celebrate the fact that we are living here, we're working here, we've invested here.
And just get out. I think get people out. Are just scared of leaving their house or going anywhere. And
it was fantastic because while we did have a fantastic and tremendous presence from the business community, we had approximately 50% of that from Brookwater residents, Springfield residents, non-business community attendees who came, and they absolutely loved it because it wasn't done under the umbrella of any kind of organization which was targeted to a particular group. It was open to anybody who wanted to buy a ticket. And that was the idea, that was my vision for that event, was to bring everybody together, whoever wants to come together, whether you're a business, whether you're an individual, whether you want to come with your family, come together, let's have fun, let's just have a night where we can enjoy.
Absolutely.
When we did approach prospective sponsors, we were sort of immediately taken aback by the story that Julie Ryan told us from Jet Team Finance about Richie's Rainbow Foundation. And she was mentioning the story of young Richie, who tragically passed away at the age of 9 due to a very rare form of childhood cancer. And she was talking about how the charity helps children, and they literally go out and they will buy iPads to give to the children. The overheads are very, very low.
Yes.
And at the time, she was one of the directors of the charity as well. And she was explaining how they pledge $100,000 a year to help pay the salary of one of the researchers who works at the QIMR. Clive Berghofer building over near the Royal Brisbane Hospital. And for me, that was amazing because I immediately knew exactly where the funds were going. They were going straight to the children who were in the hospital. It's going straight there. For every dollar, 99 cents goes straight to that. That sort of level, that's the sort of level of commitment that this charity has. And of course, things change when you become a parent.
Absolutely.
Things change. You know, it's hard for me to even talk about Richie, and I couldn't look at his photo. A beautiful boy, absolutely beautiful boy, but it was really difficult to
very confronting.
See that. It's incredibly confronting when you know you've got two boys and they're approaching a very similar age to Richie when he was first diagnosed. It's really, really cutting. It really cuts you to the core, and it tests your, you know, tests your psyche a little bit absolutely. As well. You just don't, and exactly what you said, your best friend might be the best surgeon or the best oncologist in the country, or you might have $1 billion in your bank account. It doesn't change the fact if something tragic or random is about to happen, it's going to just happen. So, For me, the decision to bring this charity on board for our event was a no-brainer. It was immediate yes from us, and I could not be happier with that decision. On the night, we were able to raise $16,000 for the charity.
Wow.
That was a lot of money. Absolutely, a lot of iPads. That's a lot of children who are able to get access to, you know, the iPads and whatever else they need to really help them get through their tough time. So it was a beautiful event. And touching on the event as well, probably the most humbling part of the entire experience was going there on the Saturday of the event. I went there. Now, Saturday is one of our busiest days in the shop,
yes,
by the way.
Course.
So for me, it was quite difficult to get out of the shop while also being, you know, an instrumental part in setting up for the event as well.
It takes a lot of work.
When I got there, there was an army of volunteers, Naren, and these are people who I didn't ask. Some of them I didn't even know personally.
Really?
Absolutely. I personally didn't know them. They were people who were friends or relatives of sponsors, or friends of friends, or friends of people who were helping with something else, or friends of one of the vendors who we were hiring to you know, for their services for the evening. And the army of volunteers was amazing. That, to me, is probably the photograph moment of what our community is.
I get emotional just hearing that story. You know,
yeah, yeah. And these, like I said, these are people I didn't know. And to me, when this idea was first pitched, I thought, oh, that's great. That's going to be a great event. It's going to be good marketing.
Yeah.
Okay. As a business person, you have to think of these things first. That's natural
the reality,
what happens.
You know.
And as the event came closer and closer, I could see how much passion was put into it by, of course, Maria. And Marissa as well.
Yes,
she was the two of them. Between
like Energizer bunnies, those two.
And somehow I put them together, which I mildly regret. And in the beginning, I was a little bit feeling out of my depth, but then I thought, no, let's plunge right into this. And when I did, I just couldn't be happier. It was fantastic. It was amazing. It's been fantastic. And
the right time, your boys will understand that, and they'll say, "Wow, Daddy, I can't believe that you did that. I can't believe that they were my age." And you know.
Absolutely. And I still today can't believe the type of event that was pulled off ultimately.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we hope we can support that as an inaugural event.
We would love that. Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. And that's the vision from the first one we've done. We've seen the way the community has embraced the event, and it's definitely going to be an annual event now. And we just can't wait. We're already
planning
it, and actually the last week, and also next week coming up, we've got a few meetings and things lined up now.
That's fantastic.
For 2024's event.
That's
so,
very, very good.
You know, as you know, with the amazing Diwali event that you recently just pulled off, you learn, and you just have a passion and a yearning to see what you can do next.
Absolutely.
To make it even better.
Absolutely.
Not for you.
No.
For the community, for the people who are attending.
Yes.
For the people who have supported you. That's the passion.
Next month we're celebrating Christmas in Rebel Domain, and I know technically that allowance is about 4,000 people. I definitely know at least double turn up for that, but it's just amazing because where I'm currently living, there's nothing. Priya and I always drive back, and we literally have to have a Halloween party at our house because there's no trick-or-treating in our street.
There you go, yeah.
And at Christmas, we could probably count on one hand how many decorations go up. Here, I mean, it's a massive event, and the community spirit, I think, is just going to grow and grow and grow. But it's only because of people like Uncle, Auntie, your sister, yourself, your whole family. Thanks for everything that you're doing in the community. I've got to come and see you because I bought a piece of jewelry for my wife last week, but I went to the wrong store. I went to Canturi, so I should have come and seen you. But
absolutely.
We are putting together, this might be of interest to you, because what we find with a lot of Brookwater residents who have just moved in here, they might not know things like the Home Owners Club and what it stands for, because they've bought through an external agency. But right. You know, in the first week when they move into a house, as you know, it's chaos. You're trying to get the kids ready, you're trying to unpack. So we're actually coming up with businesses that we appreciate, that we respect, and we want to put them into a list and give these homeowners.
Perfect.
Yes. So whether it's a doctor or physiotherapist or an accountant or a jeweler, these are people for services that you're looking for, and we're calling it the Friends of Brookwater program. So
perfect.
At beautiful. The right time, we'd love to talk to you about that.
100%. I'd love to be involved and do what, once again, you know, whatever we can to give back to the community.
Yep, and like I said, Brookwater Residential will definitely take a sponsorship for next year's event.
Oh, fantastic.
And Pranay, really thank you so much, and we're going to save you a spot on the dancing stage for the next Diwali event next year as well.
Only if you're beside me.
Well, you'll make me look good. So, but again, Pranay, thanks for your time. And here we are, Radio Springfield City, the voice of Greater Springfield. We'll speak to you soon. Thank you, Pranay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.